We're on campus and we're online.
University
Radio Nottingham.
The University of Farmington, on its website, was described as a college that would prepare students to succeed in an ever-globalising economy. Students would show up at campus wearing backpacks and asking questions about classes. The US government listed Farmington as eligible to enrol foreign students. The school's president, who still has his LinkedIn page online, sent emails to students describing his institution as a nationally accredited institution authorised to enrol international students. However, it was all a sham to snare immigrants. Court documents unsealed last month unveiled a stunning scheme by the US Department of Homeland Security to create a fake university with no classes or professors, just a staff of undercover agents who went on to build a case that has seen 161 foreign nationals arrested. Amer Zahr, an assistant professor of law at the University of Detroit and a spokesperson for Najla Krim Masasa, one of the students arrested, said that there are students who are trying to make their lives better. These are not criminals. These are not people who are here just to leech off the system. The university, supposedly located in Farmington Hills, just outside of Detroit in Michigan. However, eight people have been charged with criminal violations and are accused of helping to enroll students in exchange for cash, kickbacks, and tuition credits between February 2017 and January 2019. Most of the students were Indian, and the country has got into a row with the US over this. The ICE, which is the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said that the students knew what they were getting into. However, the students have said they thought it was a genuine university. So my question is, do you think this was a good idea? Did the students know what they were getting into? And would you be able to spot a scam like this if it came up?
I mean, it just seems like a bit of a big kind of waste of time, money and resources on the US government's part. What it seems to be here is this really extremely far too detailed method to try and curb immigration. Mm-hmm. When in reality, what we've seen is some people, they can't prove whether or not someone's applying or saying that they're applying to a university to come to the US on legal grounds. They're not going to be able to prove it through this technique. It just seems like a bit of a shambles to me.
Yeah, I believe that this... I mean, the Americans, they have a weird way of dealing with crime. They like, set up criminal opportunity for then someone to go and commit the crime. Yeah. Like, you've seen it with, like, the placebo cars. They do have, like, cars that are half open for people to rob. It's like you're creating opportunity and then turning it around and being like, oh, well, you took the bait, so you're a criminal. It really doesn't make sense to me. And like you said, it's just a waste of time and resources when how could you even prove that someone knew that the university was fake in the first place to then go? And even if they knew that the university was fake, surely the crime would be done, the government would be committing a crime by setting up a university under fake pretenses.
Yeah, and I think I really want to focus on that point that you said there about the kind of almost decoy crime. Mm-hmm. So, like, setting one up and then catching the people that get involved in it. It's got nothing to do with crime prevention. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to stop people from committing crimes by encouraging people to commit crimes just so you can catch them. The issue should be within the prevention, not in the punishment. Yeah. All they're trying to do is increase punishment. Mm-hmm. What they should be doing is thinking of different preventative methods to get, you know, stop people coming into the country if that's what they're intending to do. And it shows kind of this a continued reflection. I think everyone's quite aware of the many issues of the US government's immigration policies, and we're seeing it again now with this kind of messy behavior. Would you agree?
Yeah. And I think it's like this whole university thing. I think it is. Well, I think it's also kind of like really interesting to see like the level of detail they've gone into. They created an entire website for this university, like complete with like logos and everything. Mm-hmm. They really put a lot of effort in, and the website kind of looks quite genuine.
It's almost like something out of a movie. Like, yeah, you know, people set up a fake university.
I think, of course, there is an issue here with people trying to essentially scam, you know, immigration authorities by pretending to be students when they're not. I know that the government over here has tried to crack down on that as well. But I think it kind of goes into a bit of a legal grey area. Mm-hmm. And I think it also actually said in the article there that, the ICE, the immigration people, their own handbook says they realistically, in most cases, they shouldn't be allowed to induce people mm-hmm. into committing crimes. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't really lead them on, but in exceptional circumstances, they can. So I think it's all a bit of a grey area, really.
Yeah, you mentioned about the ICE, actually, because obviously they've been in quite a bit of trouble before for the way that they've dealt with immigration, and particularly in the article, it mentions aggressive immigration enforcement tactics, which actually target criminals in particular and people who have civil immigration violations in equal measure. The ICE have arrested people, detained them, made them, not sure if they're going to see their family, friends, or their homes again. Mm-hmm. And there are currently nearly 12 million people who are kind of under fire from ICE at the moment. So, it's a very kind of worrying issue. Do you think it's kind of peculiar then, seeing as say that's 12 million people mm-hmm. kind of under watch by this, do you think that it's strange that there's these very detailed and specific means of enforcement?
I feel like the ICE, or ICE they abbreviate it down to, mm-hmm. I believe that they obviously have a clear agenda on the people that they're trying to target.
Yeah.
And it's not, like you said, it's not like they're trying to prevent immigration or whatever issues they have with it. They're actually deliberately trying to punish types of groups of people. And, we know the famous case of, like, 21 Savage and how he was targeted by ICE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They are going after certain types of people to, in a way, create fear. And I think by them creating fear, that's their way of preventing immigration.
Well, I think, it's an interesting way because, of course, like you say, like, supposedly ICE, with, like, 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States, and they're, like, wanting to crack down on it. And you'd have thought that if they wanted to do that, trying to ensnare people who aren't already in the country... Mm-hmm. Apart already in the country, and a certain elaborate scheme to do that, it kind of detracts from their main message of what they want. Because mm-hmm. I know, like, the U.S. government's main thing with immigration at the minute is, of course, via the Mexican border, mm-hmm. and that has been, the big issue, especially when it comes to ICE and U.S. Homeland Security. And so I think this story kind of comes across as a bit of a strange, like, offshoot, and I don't really know what to make of it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a waste of resources personally. If they was to target universities who would have students enrolled, international students enrolled, who have never turned up to their lectures or their seminars, have never gone to university, then that makes more sense to me. But then to create a fake university, it just seems like, I feel like they're the ones in the wrong in this case. And when reading about ICE, I've heard that, there's like 2,000 families, 2,000 children that will never be reunited with their parents again, who've completely just been lost off the records.
Yeah, that's the same. That's, similar kind of numbers as mm-hmm. we saw in Spain. Yeah. Stuff like about 100 years ago. So it's crazy that stuff like that is happening now and people are kind of getting away with it.
Yeah.